local station board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for 4 other community radio stations and has nearly 50 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information on WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org or call WBAI at 212-209-2800. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Welcome to the WBAI Local Station Board Report. It's 4 minutes after 12 o'clock, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. My name is Roger Manning. I'm the facilitator for today's program. I'm a member of the WBAI Local Station Board, as well as the secretary of the Pacifica National Board, and I work on the website for WBAI. I'm a staff member at the station. I'll be serving as facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. The main focus for the first half of the program today will to be hearing what members of the local station boards have been up to around the network and here in New York. We're going to give a network roundup, and then we'll go to the phone lines to hear from a couple of local station board members, one from KPFT in Houston and one from KPFA in Berkeley. WBAI local station board members that are going to be joining us today will be Steve Brown and Paul DiRienzo. But first, let's find out what's happening at our sister stations around the network. This is the network roundup of radio station and board activities from around the Pacifica network. The Pacifica Republican National Convention coverage was a great success. Pacifica National, WBAI Local News Department, Democracy Now!, and Free Speech Radio News covered the RNC from the suites to the streets, often collaborating with Pacifica reporters from around the country and the New York City Independent Media Center. Pacifica's new internet radio stream was launched during the RNC. It's reachable by clicking on a button on the WBAI.org main page or by going directly to WBAI.org/tuner/HTML. There is live streaming and a growing repertoire of programs on demand. The Pacifica National Board will be meeting in Washington, D.C., October 1st through the 3rd. Main agenda topics that will be addressed include a review and discussion of and approval of the upcoming year's budget, reports from the 5 stations and the Pacifica National staff, evaluation of the executive director, discussion of free speech radio and news, discussion of Pacifica compliance with the American Disabilities Act, and a race and nationality discussion. That's all to be happening at the National Board meeting in D.C. That will be a public meeting. For location and more details, you can go to WBAI.org and look in the right column. There's a link. Or go directly to pacifica.org/about/PNB. The meeting will be webcast at kpftx.org. For more information, once again, you can go to the websites or you can call Pacifica at 510-849-2590. There are many Pacifica National Board Committee meetings taking place on a regular basis. They are webcast on KPFT, kpftx.org, and they're also listed in the right-hand column of wbai.org or at pacifica.org. Resolutions passed by the Pacifica National Board so far this year, as well as resolutions passed by the local station board here in New York, will be covered later in this program with Paul DiRienzo and Steve Brown. News from our Pacifica sister stations. The five local station boards throughout Pacifica are proceeding with elections for their local station boards. Candidate materials are due September 25th. Meet the candidate events have begun throughout the network. We'll be having later in this program a report from the WBAI local election supervisors. At KPFA in Berkeley, upcoming station-sponsored events include an event celebrating 10 years of the KPFA's apprenticeship program, the 7th Annual Progressive Festival, the San Francisco World Music Festival, the 8th Annual Arab Film Festival, an event celebrating Dorothy Day, founder of the Catholic Worker. The KPFA Local Station Board is holding their first town hall meeting on September 26th. KPFA is searching for a general manager. Details at kpfa.org. At KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFK upcoming events include the Women of Juarez, a Palestinian film screening, a Fiesta Mexicana, and a Coltrane Family Foundation concert. At KPFT in Houston, upcoming KPFT activities include free news training and youth outreach. KPFT has launched a program evaluation survey on their website, kpft.org. At KPFW in Washington, D.C., the station is conducting volunteer orientations, and there will be a live broadcast of various jazz and blues events in D.C., and they're sponsoring a broadcast of a Native American museum opening. WPFW is also preparing to host the October 1st through 3rd Pacifica National Board meeting in their area. WPFW is also currently searching for a new general manager. Here at WBAI, there's going to be various greet and meet candidate events with regard to the local station board elections. As I said before, the election supervisors will be here to report on that later in this program. And then the next regular meeting of the WBAI local station board is tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Penn South Community Center in Manhattan. It's located at 343 8th Avenue between 26th and 27th Street in the Community Room 8A. All WBAI local station board meetings are open to the public. However, a portion of this meeting may be in executive session to discuss personnel issues. For more information on this meeting and the location, you can go to WBAI.org or the WBAI local station board hotline, which is 212-209-2919. The focus of tonight's WBAI local station board meeting will be the WBAI fiscal year 2005 budget. The proposed budget was presented at the last WBAI local station board meeting on September 9th, but failed to pass. This evening, alternative proposals will be presented. The fiscal year for WBAI and Pacifica begins October 1st. The first WBAI local station board radio station town hall meeting is tentatively scheduled for Saturday, October 16th. Stay tuned for details on that. Due to maintenance problems with the WBAI antenna at the Empire State Building, there have been recent interruptions in our signal. It's believed that that problem's been solved. And finally, an event sponsored by WBAI this evening. From 7 p.m. until 9 p.m., WBAI is co-sponsoring the event Racism, a Health Crisis, Challenges for Media and Society. That will take place at Riverside Church. Speakers include Amy Goodman, Tim Wise, and Dr. Fred Newsom of Harlem Hospital. Once again, for more information on these and all WBAI activities, go to WBAI.org on the web. The WBAI switchboard may be reached at 212-209-2800. The WBAI local station board hotline number is 212-209-2919. And the WBAI local station board website, part of the website, is wbai.org/lsb. That's the network roundup, basically, for today here during the local station board report on WBAI in New York. We have a few local station board members from around the network on the line, and we'd like to plug into them and see if they can give us add to what we reported on what's happening in their local station area. Ted Weiskill from KPFT, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Ted. And we have hopefully William Walker from KPFA in Berkeley.
Hi.
Well, let's take some comments from William first. Can you expand on what we went over in the network roundup?
Sure. You did a pretty good job with that roundup. I'm kind of afraid you might be doing better than me, but we are, you know, up and active out here in Berkeley and trying to do a number of things. We do have a couple Station Smarts events coming up. The apprenticeship event that you spoke of is actually a 10th anniversary for Making Contact, which is a nationally syndicated program. I'm not sure if they're on BAI's air, but they're on our air here at KPFA. And Making Contact has been doing investigative reporting and really from an advocacy angle for the past 10 years. And they're doing a benefit that's happening this week. And it's going to be awarding a number of folks who've been doing a number of different things here in our community. And that's happening, I believe, on the 23rd. So that's on Thursday evening here in Oakland. And I believe it's at 7:00. And in addition to that event, we're also having a Peace Awards. The KPFA Peace Awards are happening on October 3rd, which is a Sunday, and that's going to be taking place here in Berkeley also, and we'll be awarding Congresswoman Barbara Lee and also activist and artist Michael Franti from Spearhead. And we're also doing this as a fundraiser for the station, and it's the first time that we've ever held a Peace Awards, and we're hoping to make it an annual affair, and that's going to be happening, and we're inviting a lot of major donors as well as, you know, folks who are volunteers and staff at the station, and we're hoping to get a good turnout to that. It's free, and there's going to be free food, and we're going to pass the hat because it takes a lot to keep the station going.
William, can you talk a little bit more specifically about what the local station board is doing itself?
Sure. The local station board is currently one of the things that you mentioned, the GM search process. We're going to be we've just ended that. Their interviews are currently taking place, and that subcommittee is looking to actually have recommendations for a new general manager, a pool of candidates for the new general manager on October 10th. So that's one big thing. The local station board's also hosting its first ever town hall meeting, and I think we're the first LSB in the network to be able to pull that together. That's happening this Sunday, as a matter of fact, on September 26th, and that's happening in the Tenderloin at a space called the Blue Cube, and it's a community space. It's a performance space as well as an internet-ready space, and it's in the middle of the Tenderloin District in downtown San Francisco, which is definitely a community that we're doing outreach in and trying to reach, and it's one of the most diverse communities in San Francisco, and there are a lot of issues affecting the folks who live in the Tenderloin, from the fact that there are no grocery stores in that part of San Francisco for one of the highest number of families, the highest number of children in San Francisco live in the Tenderloin District, and they don't have access to a grocery store, and they just had their first elementary school built from the ground up about 3 years ago. So there's definitely a community that we're trying to reach and empower, and the town hall is being hosted by Tiny, who is co-founder of Poor Magazine and hosts a segment called the Poor News Network on our morning show. And
thanks for that. Hang on, we're going to hear from Ted Weiskill from KPFT in just a second. I want to inform folks that normally at this time Gary Null would be on the radio, but this today we're having from 12 noon until 2 p.m. the WBAI Local Station Board Report, which comes generally monthly. And right now we're talking to local station boards from around the Pacifica Network. We just heard from William Walker from KPFA in Berkeley. And now let's hear from Ted Weiskill from KPFT in Houston. What's up down there in Houston, Ted?
Well, we're also beginning the process of a town hall meeting, and I would really like to ask William if he knows the format for the town hall meeting, how long it's going to be, and the kind of structure that it's going to take up, because that's an issue that we're about to grapple with.
Our town hall meeting is taking place from 2:30 in the afternoon until 6, and I believe that I haven't seen the final proposal, but from what I last heard, only 2 hours of it are going to be on the air. And I think they're still working to see if we can preempt the rest of Saturday afternoon programming. And the format is our local station board member, Steve Connolly, who's been working very closely with a number of activists and a number of folks on our board who've been volunteering, has gotten together a group of constituencies, senior groups, groups that represent folks who are homeless, mental health groups, safety groups, reports from school resource officers, which are police officers that are in the schools, and there's been a lot of tension around those officers and students in the school setting, and also from different communities of color, groups that represent the Latino community, the African-American community, the Asian and Asian-American community, as well as at all, and basically having each of those constituencies give a brief report on what's going on in their particular communities and what issues they'd like to highlight as really pertinent that need to get out to the larger world. And the Tenderloin Town Hall is just one in a series of town halls that we're going to be taking to a number of different communities to be able to voice their concerns and hopefully incorporating a lot of those issues into the content of what we cover on a regular basis here in our programming. And
excuse me, William, we got to get back to Ted here because we're actually kind of running on time here. Ted, if you could give us a bit more about news in Houston, and then in fact, I think we'll bring on the two Padre Rienzo and Steve Brown here from the WBAI local station board, and maybe all four of us could chat, or all of you could chat a little bit.
Okay, well, the juiciest thing that's happening in Houston is going to come to the fore tonight. We're having a governance committee meeting at the last local station board meeting a couple of weeks ago. Someone presented a resolution that we not be allowed to air editorials coming from the local station board, and it resulted in about a 30-minute conversation at the board meeting, and then it was referred to the governance committee. And so the question of whether or not we really have free speech in Houston will be raised tonight. And this meeting will be at 5 o'clock this afternoon, which is, I think, a very inconvenient time for a meeting, but that's when the chair called it for. And we'll see how many people show up, but it is scheduled to be a three-hour meeting. And that's the number one thing that is on the agenda tonight. We've got a number of questions about whether or not members of our local station board who are supposed to serve on committees can be admonished or even removed for failure to attend committee meetings. I'm not sure that that's going to come up tonight, but we do have that concern that we have 24 members on the local station board, but a number of them don't show up for committee meetings, and that's where the strength of this organization apparently will come from.
Thanks, Ted. It's 21 minutes after 12 o'clock here at WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org, streaming on the internet. I'm Roger Manning. I'm facilitating the local station board, WBAI local station board report. I'm here with Paul DiRienzo, also from the local station board, and Steve Brown from the local station board. We're running a bit behind our schedule, but I think it'd be worth maybe the we have the Ted Weisfeld from the KPFT local station board and William Walker from the KPFA local station board, Pacifica sister stations on the line. First, let's introduce Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
From New York.
Glad to be here.
And Paul.
Hi, Paul from New York. Glad to be here.
And perhaps y'all would like to have a few questions or comments to your comrades across the network out there on their phone lines right now.
Well, I'm actually here to answer questions. I mean, I have a bunch of questions, but I think the sooner we go to the phones, the better, because I think the listeners have a lot of questions, and there's been a lot already talked about what's going on at the local station board, and we can talk about the work we're doing right now on the budget, WBAI's budget for fiscal year 2005, which is by far the most important question that we are facing right now, and dealing with exactly how WBAI is going to face the coming year. And I'm sure the listeners have a lot of questions about how their money is going to be spent and how it's proposed to be spent.
And actually, Paul, in our next segment here on the LSB report today, we're going to be, you and Steve are going to be running down sort of an overview of resolutions passed by the Pacifica National Board and the WBAI Local Station Board so far this year, and I think that will probably segue into something.
Well, the sooner we go to the calls, the better.
And we will be definitely going to the phones. Steve?
Yeah, I would certainly like to get phone calls, but I'm also interested in what's been happening at the other stations, because it seems to me that the problems we have at WBAI are reflected at least at KPFA. I've been reading some of the correspondence out on the lists, and they seem to be having some problems in conflicts between management and staff and the listeners as represented by the local station board. We're having the same problems here. And these problems manifest themselves in different issues. For example, the budget heat problem at WBAI, it seems to me, sprang from a dispute between management and the local station board as to what the proper way to run an organization is. And I think that if there were fundamental trust and collegiality between management and some members of the board, this problem wouldn't be as huge as it seems to be. And the real difficulty is that WBAI's budget problem affects the whole foundation much more than it should, because WBAI has been falling behind in its contributions, and in one way or another, whether on the surface or buried in the bookkeeping, the other stations have to dig into their pockets and make up WBAI shortfall, and that embarrasses me as a member of the WBAI board.
Ted from KPFT in Houston and William from KPFA in Berkeley, how's it going with the budget approvals at your stations, with your local station boards?
Well, we passed the budget here in Houston with one caveat. We carry the BBC every morning and throughout the day intermittently when there are program changes. And a number of us do not believe that the BBC is the right voice for Pacifica. And later on this year, after the National Board meeting in Washington, we're hopeful that we can re-examine the BBC and consider perhaps terminating that contract and coming up with another source for both national and international news. But we are not bringing in a heck of a lot of money to the foundation, and the board recently voted here to air Democracy Now! As three of the other stations do twice. We only air Democracy Now! Here in Houston at 9 o'clock in the morning, and our board voted 13-1 to air Democracy Now! At both 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. by the time school started. That was done in July, and it has not yet happened. So that's a struggle between the local station board and the management of the station, which many of us think will generate more money to the Pacifica Foundation, as it apparently has done in Los Angeles, Berkeley, and Washington.
William, and at KPFA, has your local station board passed your budget for the station?
The budget hasn't passed yet, and I think that it's going to be brought to the next meeting, I hope. And I think that as far as I'm going to use a different word than what came to mind, but I think that there are some issues around just how the local station board and management communicate around programming issues. And I think that there are still some issues around how we interpret the local station board's input in the role of programming versus program council, and and I think that we've had the same issue where we do actually raise a great amount of money by airing Democracy Now! Twice a day. And there's currently there are members of the local station board that would like to see it still air twice a day, but have one of the shows air at a different time. And that is something that, you know, has been discussed at our board level, and there's been a resolution that's appeared about it. And I think that we're still working that out also, and really trying to figure out if program council or the local station board, you know, should be passing resolutions in regards to programming. But as far as the issues around budgeting, and I know that WBAI did come up at our recent board meeting as far as the issue around fundraising, and I really think that...
How did it come out? Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, it came up in regard to what was just stated, in the regard that WBAI spends a huge amount of time fundraising. I think it's 92 days is what we were told. I don't have anything from BAI to prove whether that's true or not, but I think that there are members of our board that feel worried about it and feel that we shouldn't, I'll quote the member that stated it, be bailing out other stations when they're not meeting their goal. But personally, just as an individual that's worked in a number of nonprofit organizations, I feel that we should stop being so provincial about how we raise our money, because I know that in a perfect world, we'd be able to put all of our resources toward our own station, but we are a network, and I think that it's more important for us to really look at how we can help support each other in, you know, raising money. And, I mean, we were able to raise
William, I'm sorry, we got to take a brief break here. Sure. WBAI New York, hang on.
But that's very interesting. I know that there's been some discussion at the PNB meetings.
Right.
Well, we'll continue.
All right.
Hello, we are Kinky. You're listening to WBAI. Estás escuchando WBAI. Y quédate con nosotros. Keep with us.
New York City.
Hola, nosotros somos Kinky de México. You're listening to WBAI. Keep with us.
New York City.
Escucha Atlas.
Vamos con
Kinky.
Hace ya mes María José se fue a tomar a la cantina un solo trago. Que se convierte en botella, una botella que cuenta en un litro.
Hello there, you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and this is the WBAI Monthly Local Station Board Report. I'm Roger Manning, I'm the facilitator today. I'm here with Steve Brown and Paul DiRienzo from the WBAI Local Station Board, and we've been connecting with other Pacifica stations. There's five of them around the country, and two of them have been on the phone with us via a local station board member from KPFT in Houston, which was Ted Weiskel, and William Walker from KPFA in Berkeley. We're going to wrap up that portion in a few moments here and then move on to talking about resolutions that have been passed so far this year by the Pacifica National Board and the WBAI Local Station Board. And, of course, we'll be taking listener phone calls very soon. And then later in the next hour, we'll be chatting with the WBAI Local Station the WBAI Local Elections Supervisors, because there's a local station board election in progress right now, and we want to find out more about that, and you'll be able to call in and talk to them as well. I want to thank you, Ted, and thank you, William, for joining us today on our local station board report here in New York.
Can I mention one other quick thing?
Sure, if you have some parting comments, go ahead.
This has to do with both fundraising and communication and building an audience. And one of the things we're grappling with is the question of developing a folio and the idea of paid advertising inside of it. We don't want Pacifica to take up advertising on the air, but we don't. Some of us think that paid advertising in the folio is a way to generate revenue, especially to support the folio, and I'm wondering what other people on this panel think about that.
Well, this is Steve Brown. It's always a good idea to take advertising that doesn't compromise anything of importance. The fact is how much money you can raise from advertising in the folio. I'm not too optimistic about it. The audience is not large, and the advertisers that you might attract are not going to be Fortune 500. So you have to make a trade against editorial material in the folio, which will be replaced by advertising. You might try it for a few months and see how much advertising you can attract and strike a balance, but that's not the real way you're going to increase revenue. You have an audience for the station that's about 10 to 12 times larger than your paid membership. Increasing that audience is your best source of new revenue and support, and it's very easy to add another 2 or 3 or 4% of that audience to your roles and hugely increase your revenue than to go out and try to run what's in effect an advertising operation, which is difficult and very unrewarding.
Although as it is, we are in many ways a commercial entity in that we do provide so many premiums in regards to in return for donations to WBAI, and I don't know the degree to which the other stations are involved in this premium madness at this point, I have to say, but I think we have to seriously look at the model of fundraising in which we have been using a variety of premiums, and then different programmers have their own premiums, and that these are used to fundraise on their programs, and then to sort of have a de facto competition among programmers at the same station over who's better and therefore more deserving of the airtime they have by how much money they raise. It's how we've done things for a long time, and when you sit back and think about it, I can't think of any more inefficient way. It feeds each individual ego, and it gives individual people a way of making a buck maybe out of their work at a Pacifica station, however, which is supposed to be volunteer, but at the same time, it can be, for example, in the interest of one programmer to sabotage, for example, that work of another in order to look better than that person if they're in competition. With that kind of thinking, we have to break out of and start thinking of ourselves as a station and as a network and find some way to break out of the madness of the premiums.
We got to move on to our next segment here. William, did you have a quick parting comment from KPFA?
I'd just like to say thank you all for the opportunity. I think it's really great to have this type of dialogue, and we just had our local station board show on Saturday morning, and I really want to look at how we can incorporate a national roundup like you guys did, and I just hope that we can really look at ourselves as a network. And as far as fundraising here, we try not to make it a competition. We're just all responsible for doing our best to make some sort of goal that we decide upon as a station and not making it a rat race. So hopefully if we could just be more nationally oriented and remember that we're a network and we're here to support each other in those hard times.
Thank you, William Walker from KPFA Local Station Board in Berkeley, and Ted Weiskel from KPFT Local Station Board in Houston. It's 20 or 30.
I also thank you for this opportunity. Do you want us to stick on for the calls or not?
You know, that wouldn't be. What do y'all think? I think that might not be a bad idea.
Because if they have the time, that would be great.
Well, but it'll be a while before we take calls because we need to report a little bit on things that have been resolutions passed by the national and local board. So, but if you want to hang on, feel free. It's 36 minutes after 12 o'clock here at WBAI in New York. Gary Nell would normally be on at this time, but we're hearing the monthly local station board report from the WBAI local station board with Steve Brown and Paul DiRienzo on the panel, and Michael G. Haskins on the board. Thank you very much, Michael. Serene Roberts helped hook up those connections with our other local station board members from around the network, and thank you, Serene, for that. I'm Roger Manning. I'm facilitating today. Steve and Paul, we want to fill the listeners in a bit on, and staff, whoever's listening, on some of these main resolutions passed by the Pacifica National Board this year so far, the first ever elected Pacifica National Board, and likewise for the WBAI Local Station Board, first ever elected.
Well, Roger, we may be able to talk about some of the resolutions of the local board, but since you're a member of the national board, I think it would be a good idea if you ran down some of the resolutions passed by that board, since you were instrumental in passing some and blocking others. So come clean.
Well, I'm the facilitator for this program, and basically it's up to our panel to be filling people in on things here. But I do have a rundown of, I just sketched out right now, of which may help you to think of what you'd like to speak on here, on what the National Board did do this year so far. And there's more than this, but just quickly looking at things, I see that the National Board passed some policy on information requests by board members, national board members, local board members. There was some confusion and conflict over what information could board members get from the National Pacifica staff and local station management and this kind of thing. So there was a policy passed by the National Board to clarify how that procedure would take place. There was a set of elections policy recommendations passed, quite a substantial number of those, 12, I believe, which were aimed at sort of clarifying and streamlining and improving the process of the local station board elections around the network. Those recommendations came from the ad hoc committee, from the National Board Elections Committee, the Elections Review Committee, actually. They studied, and the study of the last elections tried to come up with some good policies for this one. And other policies from the National Board, editorial policy regarding Haiti, free speech radio news negotiating team was put together.
Was that passed, the position on Haiti?
Yes, it was.
And that took an actual political position on the struggle in Haiti?
Yes, it did.
And isn't that a controversial...
Well, we can come. Let me just finish this list here, Paul, if you don't mind.
To me, that's the most controversial.
As the National Board established a board staff relations committee to try to improve relations between the National Board and local boards and the management of Pacifica. And they came up with a deadline and a budget for an executive review of the executive director of Pacifica. That's just a thumbnail of things that the Pacific and National Board has been doing. There's many more things they've been doing. We can perhaps get into that. Mm-hmm. Steve or Paul, would you like to mention some of the things that the WBAI local station board has passed in terms of resolutions?
Well, it's embarrassing to say that the local station board, which meets regularly and for long hours, does not have a very good record of passing resolutions.
Thank you for jumping to this and saying these things, Steve, because I didn't want to be the one to break the news on the radio. You're taking the heat.
Well,
for us,
no heat right now. It's only when I go outside. The board has been rather fractious. It's been divided. Now there are many theories about why this should be so. The most uncomplimentary is that there is a group on the local station board that wants to discredit the board entirely and cripple its operation and marginalize it so that the listeners really do not have any functional input into the way the station is governed. And these people have for several years been vocally, publicly against having listeners be involved in anything to do with the station other than giving their donations. Now, there's been a campaign to attack the board as trying to micromanage the station and is interfering with the staff. Whether this is true or not, I'm not going to go into now. But the National Board's resolution about information requests sprang out of this kind of controversy. Because what happened was that when the lawsuits were finally settled and elections were held and the bylaws were written so that listeners would now have input into governance, staff and management on the national level and the local level resented this. And when, in order to perform financial oversight to find out why the station was always, why the foundation was having financial difficulties, what problems there might be with management, the information that they needed was being withheld both by the national staff and by the local station managements. And there was a lot of fighting about this. And finally, the National Board had to pass a resolution that said, to cut through all the verbiage, that any member of the National Board has a right to see anything in this foundation, any document, any memo, any word, any dollar figure, any job description. It's shameful that they had to pass such a resolution, because that would go without saying. And that's basically the situation. Information from management, at least at WBAI, and it seems on the national level, is only gotten by ferocious tooth pulling. And I was looking back at draft memos of the Pacific National Board for the last 6 or 8 months, and find out that there are constant references in the minutes to information requested from the national director that has not been forthcoming about job information and salary information, which both the national and local boards need in order to approve a budget. It's silly to approve a budget when you don't have no idea of what makes it up. And that's what's going on at WBAI now. Part of the board is very angry at not having the breakdown of information necessary to figure out what the budget really means. Paul?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, we have a budget that we looked at, which on the surface is very pretty, but the numbers just don't stand up to any analytical scrutiny. It's a good enough budget if the board's job is just to perfunctorily pass it and to say, hey, whatever management does, we support. I mean, maybe some institutions, the board does play that role. But we attempted to actually follow the bylaws and put into place the motions that came from the settlement that created the boards. And we really ran into a huge problem of power sharing. I mean, obviously there is a lot of people who have power and don't want to share it. I mean, that's human nature. I had no illusions that that wouldn't happen. However, I did feel that there might have been a commitment to democracy, considering I heard so much rhetoric in 2001 to that end, and I was quite shocked to see how little commitment to democracy there was, despite all the 2001 rhetoric. And it made me wonder how many people were involved in the struggle to protect their jobs or to get on the air or have an opportunity to get on the air or get some airtime, rather than to actually want to democratize change and make this station and this network better. And we're running into that reality right now. As far as the impasse, I mean, what everybody's saying is that it's not going to be this board, the LSB that exists today in its current makeup, is not going to be able to settle it, and we're going to have to wait for the elections and to see which direction the station is going to go, which direction people really want it to go, and we'll see if democracy wins out. I guess there's an old adage, you get the government you deserve, and we'll see what happens in the next 6 months.
Hello, folks out there. If you've tuned in for Gary Nell, he'd normally be on at this hour, but we're listening right now to the WBAI Local Station Board report. On this month's program, we have Steve Brown and Paul DiRienzo, both from the WBAI Local Station Board right now. We're discussing resolutions passed by the Pacifica National Board and the WBAI Local Station Board so far this year. Of course, a major issue currently is the WBAI fiscal year 2005 budget. The fiscal year begins October 1st, and we need to pass a budget here for WBAI on the Local Station Board. That's one of the main duties of the Local Station Board, and get that done soon, because Pacifica National Board must approve the Pacifica National budget, which just includes all the five stations. And so that seems to be the main topic right now. We're going to start taking calls at 209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. You can speak with Paul or Steve, or we still have, I believe, Ted from Houston and William from Berkeley, our sister stations there. They're on the line from those local station boards, and we can talk about things that the station boards and the Pacific National Board has done. You can ask questions, make comments. We have a question of the month here We've told you some of the resolutions passed by the PNB and the WBAI LSB, or at least we were trying to do that. What other issue do you feel should be addressed in a resolution? In the second hour of our local station board report today, we're going to be talking about elections. We have the WBAI local election supervisors come in and fill us in on stuff and take phone calls from you. My name is Roger Manning. I'm also on the local station board. It's 12 minutes before 1 o'clock. Do you guys want to...
Go to the calls.
Go to the calls.
Go to the calls.
And while in between the calls, you should hopefully we can also... fill people in on other things that the local station board has actually passed or resolved. Caller, you're on the line.
Yes, I have a couple of questions to ask. Thank you, first of all, for the reports. I'd like to know, one, I've been, as a listener, I've been told by other listeners that the LSB meetings are violent, that there's fighting, and that one should be afraid to attend. That's my first question. I want to know if that's true or not. And the second question is, why is Only Democracy Now considered as being played twice a day? Why isn't Gary Null's show considered the same way, since he has so many listeners himself and raises so much money? I'll hang up and listen for the answers.
Well, I'd be happy to answer the first part of that question. And, you know, as someone who took a few hits and took some videos, fortunately, of those hits, and you can see them on the internet.
Hits, you mean violence?
Like whacked, like with a fist, you know, in an open hand, from other members and from audience members as well. But, you know, I have a scrapbook with collections of death threats going back the last 4 years and tapes and what have you of all that stuff, and I'll keep that for my book. You know, it's tough. I mean, this is a radio station. Read Matthew Lazar's book about Pacifica. There are no rules. You know, the station was not set up and this network was not set up with a lot of rules. And, when you go to the meeting, sometimes you get the feeling that it is a free for all and people feel whoever comes in with the most physical force can take over. And, that's sad but true. Whether we can get around that, that's what we're trying to do. And, we've hired security and there's now two security guards at every meeting, and folks do come with cameras, and the film and the events are being filmed, and I believe there's at least one of the board members has been in consultation with the police, maybe two. So I would say, don't be scared. You know, come. Democracy isn't easy. I mean, people I know in the fight for democracy in other parts of the world have been killed. I don't think that's going to happen here. You know, but you know, be prepared to be shocked.
Well, the violence at the WBAI board meetings is not random violence. What seems to have happened is a small group of people who, in collusion with some board members, have, as I touched on before, tried to cripple the board meeting so that no work is accomplished. If no work is accomplished, the board is discredited. If the board is discredited, then listener input into station governance is discredited. The people who disrupted several meetings of the board and prevented them from doing any work were employees of the station. They were staff members. I don't want to mention their names, but several of them have their own shows on the air, and they have been for years protesting any listener involvement in the station. And when the lawsuits finally provided that listeners could now elect a station board of governors, they got together and decided that they were going to co-opt that board by running their own candidates for listeners as well as for staff and see if they control the board. Well, so far they have not controlled the board. They cannot pass the resolutions, but what they can do is bring the work of the board to a halt. And what happens is they have orchestrated yelling and screaming at board meetings, so-called four diamond effect, where you have people posted at different sections of the room shouting names at the board members to make it appear as if this is a spontaneous demonstration, running in the aisles, refusing to relinquish the microphone so that other members of the community who came to make statements are prevented from speaking. I think it's shameful, especially since at several of these meetings, the general manager of the station, Don Rojas, was there and could have stood up as person with the most authority, who in fact employs those people, and said, stop this now. We have orderly procedure or you are out of here. But he did not take that opportunity. So the violence went on and we were forced to hire security guards.
Let's take it to the next step, because what specifically has really sparked the violence has been an attempt to pass what we're required and mandated to under the bylaws, management review. And that is really why there's been an attempt to disrupt our meetings, is to prevent a management review. I mean, that seems to be, even more than the budget, the real thing that's upsetting people.
And folks out there, you're listening to the WBAI Local Station Board Report. That's Paul DiLorenzo speaking just then, and before him, Steve Brown. They're from the Local Station Board, and they're on the air here. And the facilitator, Roger Manning. And I will add, though, that with regard to violence at the Local Station Board meetings and disruption, yes, we've had some very, very hot meetings, very distressful, but also the more recent meetings haven't been that way. And so, as Paul says, come to the meetings, don't be afraid.
Well, Roger is not worried about violence, because if you could see the muscles bulging on this man.
Can we take another call?
I know how to use my hands.
You're on the air, WBAI.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling. I guess my major concern is, this is a large general concern, but this sense that since the end of the lawsuits, there's this sense that especially Wake Up Call reflects a really kind of a narrow set of left thought and seems to foreclose the possibility of intra-left debate. I feel like there's an emphasis on allegiance rather than dissent. Now, that's an abstract thing, but one thing that's been going in the LSB meetings that I think could address this is this issue of management's use of independent contractor status to funnel money to its friends and allies. I think this creates a very small, closed world within the station where, again, allegiance to especially the program director trumps any the Pacifica mission. And if they're going to use independent contractor status to avoid the legal constraints of actually hiring people, why is this then being played as a confidential personnel matter? That's it. Thank you.
And Paul and Steve, if you keep your comment responses a little more
good
brief, so
question.
We get more callers in, that'd be fantastic.
Good question. That's my comment. It's a good question. I've never known consultants to be a question of employee confidentiality in any business I've ever been in. This seems a little unusual.
Well, I don't know who the caller is, and I'm amazed that he has such an intricate knowledge of what goes on at the station. Yes, this is a big argument. Management has been unwilling to release detailed information about who does what. There are people who seem to get paid, but their job descriptions or their duties are not really specified in the information we have. They may be perfectly reasonable, they may not be reasonable, but there's no way of knowing unless we have that information. The issue of allegiance, I don't want to comment on it because it's a very hot topic. The fact is that whether there is or isn't intra-left debate and whether it's a closed world is a matter of serious controversy. There have been complaints about the programming on the station, that it's narrow, and not that it's politically oriented or politically motivated, but that the spectrum of discussion is very small. And there have been complaints about the program director. There have been reports that station listenership is declining drastically, which, according to Arbitron, it has. And this has been confusing because the station manager and program director keep saying on the air that listenership is great and money is great and everybody loves what's going on. But the reports show differently. Every program on WBAI from the year 2003 to 2004, according to Arbitron, has declined in listenership, some by as much as 65%, except for Democracy Now!, which has increased listenership by 18%, and Gary Null, which has increased listenership by 48%. This is a message from the listeners that management does not seem to pay attention to, and it's why our fundraising drives have not been successful for the last six or seven.
And the lack of really folks addressing these issues led us, in a sense, to vote down the budget and to force the budget into a more detailed analysis, because no matter what we say or how many times we bring this up and how nicely we bring it up, it's being ignored and being swept under the rug. So now we created a situation where it's going to draw in the Pacific and National Board, and we're going to have to decide what the future of WBAI is, and they're going to have to stop sweeping it under the rug and treating us like we're some sort of child in the attic.
We're going to have to break in about half a minute. Just remind folks that you're listening to the WBAI Local Station Board Report. Gary Null would normally be on at this time, but this is our monthly report preempting that, and we're taking calls at 212-209-2900. We're talking with Steve Brown and Paul DiRienzo from the Local Station Board. Each month, different Local Station Board members get a chance to get on the air and participate in this program. It's their turn this month. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, on the web at WBAI.org.
Roger, one of the...
Do you have ideas about making WBAI an even better radio station? Do you want to help set the policies and directions of WBAI? Then you should run for the local station board. But hurry. Nominations close on September 25th. For more information or to request a nomination packet, please visit WBAI.org or call 212-340-1280. That's WBAI.org or 212-340-1280. Hurry. All nomination papers must be received by Saturday, September 25th at 5 p.m.
The WBAI Local Station Board will be holding its regular meeting with a focus on the budget on Tuesday, September 21st at 6:30 p.m. We will meet at Penn South Community Center, 343 8th Avenue in Manhattan. One of the duties of the LSB is to approve the budget for WBAI, and that will be our focus. Some parts of the meeting may be in executive session as well. This meeting will include public comment, and the location is wheelchair accessible. Again, Tuesday, September 21st at 6:30 p.m., the WBAI Local Station Board meeting at Penn South Community Center, 343 8th Avenue, Room 8A, between 26th and 27th Streets in Manhattan. Take the C or E to 23rd Street, the 1 or 9 to 28th Street, or any train to Penn Station. See you there.
Voting in the 2004 Local Station Board elections begins in October, so now is the time to verify your membership. If you failed to receive a ballot last year or wish to confirm your membership, please visit the website WBAI.org or call 212-340-1280. Eligible voters are all listeners who donated at least $25 as an individual or $50 per couple, or volunteered at least 3 hours by August 31st. As we have to finalize the mailing list by September 25th, please act quickly. For more information, please visit the website WBAI.org or call 212-340-1280.
And you are tuned to listener-supported commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. You're listening to a report from the Local Station Board, Natural Living with Gary Null, usually at this time between 12 noon and 12:55. At 1 o'clock, The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille would be heard at this time. The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille will be heard tomorrow. We'll be on air tomorrow at 1 p.m. And we shall continue more from the local station board in just a moment at 2 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. This is WBAI in New York.
Hello, WBAI listeners and supporters. Tune in Tuesday, September 21st from noon to 2 p.m. for the fifth report from the WBAI Local Station Board. On this month's very special edition, local board members will present recently passed PNB and WBAI LSB resolutions. You'll also hear LSB members from our sister Pacifica stations talking about events taking place